to episode 33 of the Freedom Foil podcast. We did not die. We're back again.
We were reborn as parents of an eight-month-old.
And
who's teething?
Holy shit, point. It's been almost a year since we've done
this. The last episode we did, obviously, I was pregnant. So we have not done an episode since baby JoJo was born.
Oh my God. And we are currently sitting in a new house.
So
we are, you know, overlooking our kingdom that we're in right now through a Four Seasons room.
All three quarters of our acre.
So we're back. It's good to be back. And, you know, it's just a fun time.
Yeah,
we
this feels good.
With this podcast.
We've genuinely missed doing this.
Yeah.
Obviously, having a kid is a life-changing experience. So we feel like we're kind of in our groove. We've hit our stride, especially with we moved in November, and that whole process was a process and
oh
a half.
Oh, my God.
Joe,
home ownership, man.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Big Joe. And this is going to be the first time that we're going to have to distinguish between you and baby Joe.
Oh, that's true. Because
they have the same name. So we have two Joes in the house now. Two Joseph Roberts. So that's fun. So guys, it's been a minute. And
it has. But we, you know, we just had to get into our new groove, which I think we finally have. So the beauty of this podcast is we just have fun with it. It's like one of the few things that I think me and Mary do in our lives that is just no stress. Like, it's just kind of chill, and we do it when we want to.
And it kind of includes all of our loves. This is boring. No one wants to hear about this, but I'm going to say it anyway. It includes all of our loves. Like, we love, you know, doing the podcast itself, but then I love, like, making the little graphics and marketing it, and then you love, like, you know, the social
all the schizo ranting.
It's just cool. No, it's just, it's just fun. It's a lot of things that we love to do that's all wrapped up in a nice little package, an excuse for Joe and I to hang out, you know, sans the baby.
Brother. Hell yeah, brother.
Oh, brother. And we're coming at you with kind of a...
more of a funny one, I would say.
I don't know
if
this term...
coming back.
I'm trying to be cool, like the term chewy. I don't know if this
what
counts
is
as that.
What
is that? I'm going to look up the Urban Dictionary version
Where
of it.
Where did you hear that? You heard that on a TikTok or
here
some
we go,
bullshit.
Chewy.
I've literally never
something
heard
or
that.
Someone who is outdated, trying too hard to be trendy or lacking in style or originality.
God,
so I would definitely call this like headline at least chuggy,
which usually we don't do.
That's why I was very surprised. Like obviously, if you guys haven't, I shouldn't say obviously, if you guys haven't been listening, Joe, this is the process. Joe finds the topic, brings the topic to me. Like resources, videos, articles. I do the research. We both record and then I edit and post and we both kind of go back and forth. He usually doesn't bring stuff like this though. He usually brings like very not mainstream.
I try at least.
So anyway, without further ado.
We are talking about the 9 to 10 foot creatures in Miami.
Dun, dun, dun.
If you guys notice at all at any point in this podcast that we're kind of like talking a little quietly, we have our eight-month-old napping a few rooms over, so we're trying to, you know, live that out as long as we can. So, no, it is a little bit of a headline one, and, you know, there's not really a huge excuse for it. It's so weird. I never thought I would get into like almost like a writer's block, but with podcasting, where like it seems so vast, like that there's so much stuff out there. And then when you go to like, we've talked about this a ton before, but like talk about it for an hour or 45 minutes or even a half an hour.
Like they have to have substance.
Yeah.
And a lot of topics, when you start to look into them, it's really just the... you know, the facade or whatever you want to call it. Like, there's not much to it, so you can't do a whole episode on it. And you may be able to do a TikTok about it or an Instagram
video. That's
the
thing, yeah. You'll watch, like, a reel, and you're like, oh, my God, that looks so cool. And then the moment you do, like, one Google search, it's just like, oh, that was it. Okay.
Yeah, and it's kind of like it gets to the point where it's, like, those memes where it's, like, trying to write a 1,000-word essay.
Like
and you're
Kamala
just,
Harris.
Yeah, you're just trying to fill it up with, like, just fluff. And you guys don't want to hear that. So...
no.
We're trying to bring you, Joe, you know, brought this to me and I genuinely thought it was
kind of interesting.
So after looking at all of the articles, videos that you sent, I do find it very interesting. So let's give some, let's give the people a little bit of a.
What happened? You drive. Tell
us
what happened.
So this is what mainstream, I'll start with what mainstream media, meaning CBS and NBC, said happened. Basically on, I believe it was January 2nd.
I think it was the 2nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the day after, or no, this is, says CBS reports on New Year's Day.
Which is weird because it was at a mall. So I feel like the 2nd would make more sense. Because wouldn't it be closed on New Year's Day?
We'll get into it. large police presence at Bayside Marketplace in downtown Miami on New Year's Day. So the mainstream media wants to portray it as there was a large teen presence at this mall that started shooting off fireworks that a neighbor or somebody in the area had called in. Like a 911 call about gunshots. So that's why that there was this large police presence called the mall to kind of just like break up this like big fight and shooting and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Mind you, they did arrest 4 teens.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting thing. And I think the youngest kid was like 14 years old, which is weird.
Yeah, they were super young.
Yeah. So there are videos out there that NBC and CBS were like cutting to of like large groups of teens fighting.
Ooh, I got some comments about that
later.
Yeah,
so there were, I'm not going to lie, like there were people fighting in larger groups, like 20 plus groups. And then, you know, our police made this statement that there were no aliens, UFOs, or ETs. No airports were closed. No power outages. So basically, they're really saying this was definitely just because of an active shooter situation and you know, fighting.
A potential active shooter, because obviously.
A potential active shooter situation. This was not, you know, anything beyond that. And they're really trying to stop it there. Now, let me give you, before you jump in, because Joe's dying.
The only thing, I was actually going to ask you a question.
Okay.
About it. Did you come across, like, how the whole 9 to 10 foot thing started, like, at all in the...
Yes, I did.
Oh, perfect. Cool. I didn't
see
that.
Yes, I did.
All right.
So,
yes, I did.
Did
you read it?
Yeah.
Because I did. Remember when I used to do that shit?
Did you even fucking read the article?
Man,
Becky?
Dropping the F bomb right out the gate.
That's another thing, guys. So we have this 8-month-old, and Joe and I have the worst potty mouths on the face of the planet, and it's going to be hard.
I'm from New York, so it just, you know. I can't do anything about it.
Oh, don't act like you're from New York City. I mean, upstate New York.
I'm basically from Canada.
Yeah, literally. Canadian.
Sorry.
Yeah. But the other flip side of it, so like eyewitness videos that were, you know, put out on TikTok and stuff like that, they are saying their version of the story is much different, saying that, I'll give you a general overview before we dive into the details, but basically that these people that were witness to it were inside of this mall. They were noticing, they were just in a store with their families or girlfriends, whatever, noticing groups of people just like booking it outside of the mall or leaving the mall, right? All of a sudden, just like groups of people just booking it. And then they were like, you know, we're going to leave too, obviously, if there's a large crowd. They both eyewitness videos that we talked or that we had researched talked about hearing fireworks or what they thought at the time were maybe gunshots. They did report that. So they followed all these people, were booking it out of the mall. Both eyewitnesses mentioned turning around and seeing these 9 to 10 foot large, dark creatures, shiny or metallic-y creatures,
like
with
glitching out
humanoid features, like they looked like they had eyes of some sort and some sort of mouth, but you know, just they saw something. So those are the two perspectives, right? So you have mainstream media, and then you have the more, if you want to call
social
it
conspiracy media
crowd. Yeah, theorist crowd. So, yeah, what do you want to get into first?
Well, I got to ask, because, I didn't see it. How did the 9 to 10 foot thing start? Like, how did we get from, like, you know, a massive gang fight to 9 to 10 foot aliens going viral? Yeah. Was it just, like, a video or something? Or what?
No, so this is the the first witness video that we'll get into, his story is that he was at the mall, specifically in a Foot Locker with his family.
That was one with the autistic son.
Yeah, no, so that was his nephew. So he was there with his family, and his young nephew was there who was autistic, which isn't really part of the story. I don't know why he mentioned that, but he did.
Yeah, that was just how I remember.
Yeah,
the
I don't know why he said that, because I was like, I thought he was gonna say something like the kid like had a weird connect. I don't know, but whatever.
Man, he's just dropping the.
No, not that. It's just like, you know, autistic kids are known, like, obviously they their emotions are, you know. Okay, I'm gonna like. Back the fuck up, because I'm going to stop talking about autistic kids.
We'll circle back.
No, I'm just saying, I don't know why he said that. It was really not important to the story whatsoever.
He didn't break out his superpowers.
No, that's not what I fucking mean. Oh, we should have cut this out a long time ago. Okay. That's not what I mean. So I'm just going to rewind.
Just get...
Anyway, so his family is in Foot Locker. They're trying shoes on for this kid. And basically, they see this crowd start to run out of the mall. And of course, they have a young child with them. So they immediately, you know, are
start
like, let's go.
It. Yeah.
And yeah, he reported, let me just look through my notes here, that they followed the crowd. And then seconds later, his nephew started pointing behind them as they were booking out of the mall, and they all turn around and see these 9 to 10 foot tall creatures. This guy is not calling them aliens per se. He's saying that they're creatures, because he doesn't really know what they were. Everyone, he said, was pointing at these creatures and running. So yeah. At this point, multiple people have noticed these whatever they are. And then he mentioned they were looking like they were glitching.
Yeah.
And he said not like a TV glitch, but more so like a wavy
some
glitch.
Sort of like cloaking.
Coming in and out. Yeah, something that like had been covering them and then unveiled them accidentally or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he did see them, like he said, in their full form. He said that they were black and like large like objects, 9 to 10 feet. Faintly could see, you know, lips, definitely saw eyes. He said he was about 20 feet away from them, and everyone was just trying to give them distance. But he said that the weird thing about it was that they were clearly observing, like, the people, like, the creatures were observing the humans in this mall. Like, they were looking at them and, like, picking up their scent, he said. That they were just, like, aware of them, and they were just, like, looking at the whole crowd. And when it started actually move, that's when it also started to glitch out even more. And he, you know, a lot of these eyewitnesses are like, oh, I didn't get footage because I froze, which I mean, I have to say,
yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So that's where the glitch came from.
I didn't know that
question.
Was actually the first sort of thing that started talking about the 9 to 10 foot alien things, that guy's video.
I don't know if he was the first. He was the first one in the resources you sent me that talked about a nine.
I knew that. I'm asking like how that even
although
started.
I will say in the one news report, in the CBS news report video that you sent me, they did like talk about it as like an alien.
Yeah.
All the other news like stations were like the teens are shooting fireworks and crackers.
Well, the other, there was allegedly, so we can get into kind of some of the weird things around it, because a lot of people would be like, oh, well, they showed, you know, videos of kids fighting, like, how, you know, why is this weird, right? Like,
CBS,
what's going
though,
on?
Actually showed the aerial point of view of these creatures, quote unquote,
right.
Walking.
Well, so there was that video where they were talking about, like, creatures, which I don't know about you, I didn't see anything on that video.
Really?
I couldn't see
I saw
see
something
anything.
Moving.
I had no idea what they were, like, pointing at.
I don't understand the whole shadow part of it, because what I had seen was, like, some gray blob. Because, again, this is an aerial view, and it's a little blurry.
From a helicopter.
Yeah, from
so
a helicopter.
Kinda...
Oh, we'll get into it. But the one police witness saying, there's no fucking helicopters. You guys got to, like, stop believing in this stuff. Yeah. There were no helicopters. And CBS puts out a video of a helicopter view or a drone. Maybe it was an helicopter.
Probably a helicopter.
But most news stations these days do have drones.
So there's that video. And then also, we got to talk about the police response. So this was if I'm not mistaken, the largest police response in the history of Miami. So
if you look at these videos, there's what would you call it?
45 cop cars. A lot. I would almost venture to say that if that was just the Miami Police Department, it was almost the entire police department of Miami at the scene, which is just a little strange to me for sure, considering, I mean, I understand they're throwing fireworks, but even when you look at responses to active shooter situations, I mean, you don't even see that when there is an, I mean, look at Uvalde and all these other places where
I don't know what that is, but that's okay.
The recent Texas school shooting, that shit, that could be a whole
how
other
many
episode,
police
but
responded to that?
There was a lot, but there was not 45 police cars and, you know, an insane amount of police cars that I've, you know, it was just bizarre.
I forgot to, like, on the same subject of the police, the first eyewitness video that I was mentioning about his nephew pointing them out he said that while as they were running out of the mall, police were trying to, like, detain and, like, stop the people that were running out of the mall. And then they even went as far as to, like, ask for their phones, and they were like scrubbing their phones if they had taken any videos.
Oh, that's weird.
I mean, again, that could have been an excuse of why he didn't get a video, but you even believe this happened.
Yeah, and we'll get into that.
We're a little all over the place. I'm sorry.
I don't know that it's that bad. It's been all over the place. Story.
Yeah.
And this is our first episode back. So you know what? You guys are going to have to just sit back and
listen to our schizophrenic rants.
If you
drink
rants.
Like a very large coffee and a very large Monster, you'll get on the level of us and you'll
understand. I have a 24 ouncer sitting right next to me. And it's
And I just drank great. A Monster coffee. So we're like, woohoo. You're used to us after, like, we used to record after the gym.
Yeah.
RIP the gym for me, man.
That's all right. Your gym is, you know, it'll come back. And it's just being a parent. It is what it is.
Speaking of being all over the place.
So let's get back to the episode. Now, so we have the police response. We have the weird video. And then we also have, I don't know if you noticed, so there's a whole Reddit thread. And I think it's called What Happened in Miami Mall that I linked to you on there. And this one guy.
I read it.
Yeah, this one.
Asshole, I read it.
This one guy, that one that pulled the police reports, did a FOIA. He was about the only one that I saw that even
compared
to the.
Just calling him out. Jesus.
What do you mean?
You just did a FOIA?
FOIA? What do you mean?
Didn't you just say his username?
Are you? Oh my God, that's so embarrassing, dude. What? A
freedom of information.
Oh my God. I'll just call him out. Mr. FOIA on Reddit. Where are you, FOIA?
I thought you said did a FOIA.
He did. Oh my God, dude. Oh my God.
I'm going to cry.
We're leaving that in. It's so embarrassing. You so confidently said that. Okay. So he. Mr. FOIA did a FOIA to get the 911 reports of the evening in Miami. Now, he did multiple police departments in the area. Leave it to Reddit to be like the only place that this person is actually doing some actual investigative journalism. But what was also bizarre is you would think with that type of a police response, there would be some 911 calls reporting disturbances, teens fighting, active shooter, whatever, especially if
were there
large,
not?
There were none. There were none for the evening.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of lost me.
That's all right. So,
but I got to say, I also found it interesting because at the beginning of his thread, he puts a scan of the timestamps, I think, on the calls at least.
Yeah.
And there were calls coming in on 12:31.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. There weren't even any disturbance calls. There were zero 911 calls.
I'm just looking back at my notes. What he said.
Area, which I thought was weird.
That was called the in-service for each reported incident to see which date the events occurred, as some are the previous or following day.
Right.
So police responded Monday to a large crowd of unruly juveniles. So Monday was New Year's Day. fighting at Bayside Market. Officers responded before 8:30, according to the Miami police. Authorities said the juveniles were possibly armed with sticks and refused to leave the area, yet he saw no incident reports anywhere close to 8:30 p.m.
Right. It was just weird. Like,
he also requested body cam footage, and I think they gave him the runaround with that too.
Yeah, well, and then something else they requested, he requested more transcripts from the evening.
Oh, sorry, I don't mean to keep cutting you off. So at 8:22, they said they grabbed the kids and had them back to their parents by the night. He was filling out the report at police, I guess.
Yeah.
They were filling out the report at 9:22, yet somehow, even while they're filling the report out and submitting the report, there were still cops like all over the place.
Right, yeah.
Because what exact time? I don't even know when this happened. It had to have been during business hours because the Foot Locker that they were in was open.
Right. Now, I thought that was interesting, and it was just kind of, man, this thing is like a little bit of a weird rabbit hole. It's kind of fun.
How about the coordinates?
Oh, I thought that was probably just a Reddit
thing.
But I thought it was funny. That's why I mentioned it.
I don't think it's funny. I think it's interesting.
It's interesting that if you take the coordinates of the mall and you jumble the numbers around a little bit, but it's the same numbers in that coordinate, you will actually get the allegedly exact same coordinates for a base under the ice in Antarctica.
Belgrano 2 base in Antarctica.
Antarctica.
And then he says, you can plot those in Google Earth yourself and check it out.
That's Reddit for you. But on top
seems to be in a snowfield in a mountainous area.
I love... The first comment was like, in quotes, intelligent race, and then puts in wrong coordinates to Google Maps and winds up in a mall in Miami.
So that's the thing that was, if you're going to fall into this and believe it, we'll get to that at the end, you know, we always do. But if you're going to believe this, it is interesting because if these creatures, quote unquote, didn't like know where they were or you know, accidentally were ending up in this big mall with a bunch of people, it's kind of interesting to think about.
Yeah, basically, these people are saying that these teens did get into a fight and somehow a portal opened up.
No, the fight and the portal had nothing to do with each other.
No, I'm saying they got into a fight, and during this fight somehow a portal opened up,
but
and
also
these things
too, like,
just came out
in the middle
of the mall.
I also think that in a crowd of that massive a crowd running out, someone's going to bump into someone, piss someone off, and then they're going to get into it.
Yeah.
So it could have been happening simultaneously.
Now, one or the other.
Can I get into the second witness video that you sent?
Yes, because I want to tell you what I found out after I sent that to you.
So this guy's funny. He's like, yo, my girl and me, we're on vacation in Miami. We go to this mall.
No cap.
But he was also in the same Foot Locker, which I would love to see if someone commented and said, do you know this guy, the first guy? Because if you think about it, if they were in the same store, they should have recognized or remembered each other. If you guys have Foot Lockers, they're not that big. It's not like it's a big store.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting to me they were both in a Foot Locker. Is that not weird?
Yeah, I feel
okay,
like I should let you
stop.
Know now.
No, I don't want to know.
Okay, all right, you know what? I'll let you positively
keep
going.
So he says, I'm not positively, I'm just being factual.
No, just keep going.
I'm a news reporter. So he starts to hear firecrackers outside. This is him talking, not me. Starts to get up to leave because it was thinking it was a shooting or some sort of gunfight. And he's like, what did he call a gun? He's like, I didn't have my
Glick
on me. So he's like, shit, I got to get out of here. It was a very funny video. Follow the crowd. Oh, this is the funny part.
Talking about fat chicks even running.
These fat chicks are booking it. He's like, and that's when I knew something was wrong. But he says he's running out of this mall with his girlfriend, and he looks back, and there was also like this big shadow, but it was a solid figure. Looked like it was chasing them, and it was disappearing and reappearing. Then he's saying he's hearing more gunshots, and that the police were also, he also reported the police trying to detain all the people coming out of the mall. He said that they kind of slipped by, but no one was recording or even thinking about recording because they're in survival mode, and that the news is lying. And I'm like, okay. It's an interesting take. I mean, it's funny that they're both, they're probably friends and whatever.
No.
Let me down. What is it?
Okay. So after I sent you that video, that particular guy on his TikTok account made a follow-up video a few days later calling everyone idiots, and he made the whole video up, and, you know, he was just trying to get clout and...
Okay, but let me give you this. What if the police reached out and were like, we're going to confiscate all of your technology, your house, everything.
It's funny that you say that.
If you don't put a video out saying that, haha, I got you all, I tricked you.
That's exactly what everyone in the comment section was saying. But I will say his story, the second video, which, mind you, we will post all these links into the description below. But all of his details were the exact same as the first guy, you know what I mean? So it was kind of easy to...
that's true. It would have been interesting to see when they both posted the video.
Yeah, I mean, after seeing that, it was really easy for him to just simply, like, spit out all the same, you know, points and then
totally.
Go from there.
And but, why didn't more people come out and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, and I mean, so it's so interesting to me, this whole thing, because... Usually, an event like this is hyped up as a diversion to something else. Like, that's kind of, you know,
it is. And I knew you were going to get into this. Are you going to talk about Epstein?
No. Oh. Well, that's just it. I mean, there's a few things going on. You know, the sewer situation in New York City, the Epstein stuff, and possible World War III on the horizon.
I don't know if we're going to touch the sewer situation with a 10-foot pole, but if you don't know what's going on with just literally Google New York sewer system situation.
Yeah.
That's all we'll say.
But so there's a lot of stuff like that going on, and this could very easily have been a diversion from it, which I completely agree. The one thing that I think it makes it interesting from that standpoint is usually when that's the case, the news tries to hype it up and talk more about it and kind of feed the fire. And in this case, the news was kind of discounting the whole thing, saying that, you know, like, oh, you know, everyone's being idiots. This is, you know, this is nothing. Nothing's going on.
Well, that's the other video you had linked, is the a supposed Miami police officer posted a TikTok or reel or whatever it was. And
TikTok's just
you guys need to stop,
dude,
believing these people out here. They're just trying to get clout for this stuff, which, I mean, they very well could be. Who is like, this was nothing more than a possible active shooter call response. We found that it was just fireworks and there were kids, and we were just arresting the teens that were fighting. He goes, there was nothing to do with any creatures or aliens. And he's like, you're stupid if you think blah, blah, blah. So he was basically just like really like trying to, you know, if it was true, divert people from whatever actually went down there. But I still think it's odd, whether creature or no creature. Why were there so many cops? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Unless they thought it was going to turn into some sort of a rioting situation, because apparently they were also, according to the news, damaging businesses with these sticks they had or something.
Which is just...
Where did,
like,
they get
what?
Sticks on
what
Miami?
What are you talking about? There's sticks there. It's just, I mean, they could have had poles or bats or something,
but
too.
They called them sticks?
I don't
know. It's
just kind of
weird.
Bizarre. The other thing is the media.
And then what?
You know,
this kid. So I'm picturing a teenager, like, what? He's taking a stick and just, like, hitting things? Like,
So the other thing that's interesting, and the news is not really helping usually, this could be just bad investigative journalism, like they always are these days, but the videos that they were posting of the fights were allegedly from 2020. So those videos actually were not of any recent encounter. The news pulled those videos from old fights that we originally had.
1,000% could see it. I mean, the thing is, we've talked about this a gabillion times. The news can be as manipulative as they want to be. They can craft whatever story they want. And if they want to pull old archived videos, they can do it. And they've done it in the past with other things. It's just odd, like, I don't know. Do you have other points you want to make about one or the other side?
I would say with this in particular, like, I don't put any weight at all to the TikTok people.
No.
It is like the dumbest shit I've ever seen. And most of the TikTok stuff, if you just literally even click into the comments one time, the first comment is somebody posting like actual valid links on why they're completely wrong.
1,000%.
So I wouldn't put any basis to that at all. I just think it's really interesting. One, the police response. Two, the 911 calls. Three, the news sharing improper videos.
Did
you know what I mean?
Did you see any other videos other than the video of the teens fighting? I saw the video of the teens fighting. I saw a perspective video of like outside the mall of people running.
Yeah.
I saw the drone or helicopter footage of whatever the creature was.
Right, right.
Did you see any other videos outside of that?
No.
Me neither.
No. Which again is just kind of weird. There's no cell phone videos or anything. I mean, you would imagine with...
You would think even like, I'm thinking like security footage of the mall might like would have definitely leaked.
Well, right. I mean, like all the TikTok videos aside of people like coming in with that big of a response, like that many people.
There's not one
there's
video.
There's not anything. No
cell
phone.
Even
if
it doesn't,
phone,
get, even
no,
if it doesn't like, get the creatures, if it even if it doesn't get the creatures, just people running.
Well, like, no like World Star, no like
yeah.
pictures
well,
of just people
also,
in the mall.
I was
that
also
night.
Curious to see the valid, like if this is valid or not, if the planes, the airlines actually were shut.
Everyone was
second.
Saying that wasn't the case, so I don't know, you know, if that was the situation.
Because then that really is, I mean, that's a big deal, right? Because that's
yeah.
like millions upon millions of dollars basically getting played with because you're shutting down a whole, and I mean, Miami, that's a huge hub. It's
yeah.
not like it's a small airport.
Well,
so that would be big.
And the other thing is...
And you're telling me, if that actually was true, like that obviously has nothing to do with like, even if... God forbid it was an active shooter situation, they would not have shut down an airport that
no.
was miles away.
And also, I mean, when it comes to this, never discount the fact that the government typically puts crisis actors, even on TikTok
mm-hmm.
videos
mm-hmm.
and other things, to divert you into a certain
yeah.
political mindset. So if something was happening, if there was something that was going on that they were trying to cover up, I don't think it's too far off at all to have people on TikTok posting videos
getting
saying
paid or
a certain situation.
Okay, so I'm dying to know. Let's move into do we personally find this valid? Do we think it happened? Yada yada. Do
okay.
you want to go first?
Yeah. Let's do it. I'll go first.
Okay.
I don't know that I think anything happened. No. I don't know. I mean, I think it was probably a diversion from something else. If anything did happen, I don't know that it was real 9 to 10 foot tall things. I would say it would be a test of blue beam, kind of some Phoenix Light stuff where they were testing.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, holographic capabilities to showcase, you know, 9 to 10 foot tall things and see how people would react.
If you guys want to know more about blue beam, we have a whole episode on it.
We do. So that would be the only thing, like if there really was any sort of weird, unexplainable phenomena there, it would probably be that. Realistically, because of TikTok being what it is, I feel like it's just, you know, a mess of misinformation and BS. But I don't know. I want to believe the truth is out there.
Well, okay, so I believe that I don't believe that there were aliens or creatures or something to that. I don't actually believe that happened. What I find really, really weird that is like factual and you can't say one word like that it did or didn't happen was the police presence.
Yeah.
That I can't really get over. Like all the other things I can
it's
say.
It's just so much.
Yeah, like
it's
all the
so
other
much.
Things. I didn't interrupt you, did I?
You're right. God.
So like there's all these things that I can say, oh, well, TikTok. Yeah, well, this happened probably and this and that. But it's really hard to like get away from. Obviously, if a large crowd hears what they think is gunshots, everyone's going to start
running.
Yeah,
everyone's running.
If I were in those shoes, and even if I was 300 pounds, I'd be booking it. But, you know, the police, I can't get over that.
Yeah,
why
it's just weird, man. It's just weird.
And if they really were, like, stopping people, We're detaining people. Why?
Yeah.
Like, if you want, if it's an active shooter situation, that's why you were called.
Yeah.
A potential active shooter situation. Why are you stopping people? You would want them to get as far. Kinda... You would want them to get as far away from that building as possible. You would want them to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, our little dogs are screaming in the background.
Oh,
so
that's gonna wake up our son. So
I would say
my two cents is that I don't think it happened, but I can't get over the police presence and why? Like, that's nagging at me and it's really bugging me.
Yeah.
And if it's true where the run Reddit thread said, where that's like the highest amount of police response in history in Miami history.
Yeah, according to Reddit. But it sounds
that's weird.
Accurate. I mean, that's a lot of cop cars there,
that's
I
weird.
Would say. So
weird. Why? Like, yeah. That doesn't make any sense. Maybe it was a holiday thing. I don't know.
It was just, that's the
and
only
why
reason.
Why was Foot Locker in the mall open on New Year's Day?
Yeah, none of that makes sense either.
I mean, like, it's Miami, so it's a city. It's a little different than central Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
but
it's a federal holiday. Like, it doesn't, you know, I don't know.
That's weird.
The whole, all of those things are what prompted me to bring this up in an episode, because it wasn't your typical, like, oh, floating unidentified thing in the air. It was just kind of just random and weird.
And then you have to, like, if you really want to dig, like, are there government bases around there that something might have escaped? Like, if you really want to, like, get into
some hardcore Stranger Things type of stuff.
Like, if you want to, like, really make your mind go.
Someone else was saying if this was, like, some sort of a launch for a video game, like, pre-launch, where they, in the past, people have, like, really revved up a game and, like, fabricated a whole thing on social media to, like, launch the game.
I know, but for that many police officers.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just too much.
And, like, to what's it called? Like, it's like the thing where you're like, you don't yell fire in a crowded movie theater.
Right.
Like, you would do that for, I don't think that's illegal. I mean, you can't rile up a crowd like that and get them all running away.
Right.
And again, maybe the footage was from something else. I don't know. It all just sounds weird. It's weird, and doesn't really, like, line up, but I don't think it was. I think if it was something extraterrestrial and actually creature-ish or something, like, we would be seeing more leaked footage of it. I think
probably
that,
yeah.
I'm sorry, but the mall they were at, you're telling me that, like, not one security footage thing got leaked?
That's just
they're
weird.
They're running,
man,
through this mall.
Yeah.
If they're 9 or 10
No Snapchat,
feet,
no geolocated social media, nothing's there.
Nothing. I'm sorry. That doesn't
Yeah, it's weird.
Weird.
I don't know. But
what a
I
fun
think,
one.
What that
a fun
about
one to
wraps
come back
up,
to.
And it's just, you know, one of those fun ones to do. Guys, if you have any suggestions, please throw them in our direct messages on our Instagram account, Freedom Foil. There's no spaces, nothing. Just
and apologies
Foil.
To people that have reached out in the past however many months we've been on hiatus. We appreciate you.
Man, I haven't checked the
we appreciate
Instagram in
you,
a minute.
And we see them. Like, I'm going to go through that, obviously. We're alive.
This is one of the most wholesome subscriber bases that I've ever seen. I mean, you guys that listen to our podcast, always reach out. You're always awesome about it.
And I think
really,
you guys are on the same level as us. This is just a fun thing for us to do. And I think next episode we should try to find something that, like, go back to our roots and find something that we really are polarized on.
Oh, 100%.
Because I want to fight with you.
Okay. All right. Fine. We'll do it.
I'm like so like down for a debate.
All right.
All right.
Well, we'll find that.
We've been too agreeable.
We'll find that on the next episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, stay tuned for more great content coming soon.